Well, prevention's all about healthy bodies. And what we try to do is support any initiative that encourages exercise, eating wholesome foods, and eating them in a moderate way, and managing your stress and your body image and your emotional connection to food, etc. So, you know, whereas a lot of what we cover is about weight loss, we think that it's an important component. Maintaining a healthy weight is an important component of having a healthy body.
How'd you get from Brush High School to the editor of the Prevention Magazine?
I went to University of Michigan, studied journalism, came back, I worked for Scene, then I worked for Northern Ohio Live, then I worked for Cleveland Magazine. I was the editor of Cleveland for about 7 years. Then I went off to New York and I worked at Fitness Magazine for about 7 years. Worked my way up the ladder there, and now I'm editor-in-chief of Prevention.
Did you ever have body image issues or exercise issues in that yourself?
I never had body image issues. I have struggled with my weight. You know, I've never been overweight, but, you know, I've had, you know, 5, 10, 15 pounds here and there that I've had to lose or gain, particularly after college. You know, I had the freshman 15. So, actually, my interest in fitness started when I was here in Cleveland, and I started covering the health care industry for Cleveland Magazine, and I realized how important it was how important exercise was to living a healthy life. And that's when I got into exercise, and that led to the job at Fitness.
Do you think we're really in much worse shape now, or do you think we're more aware of it and we're finally paying attention?
The rates of obesity in the United States of America are at all-time and alarmingly high levels. So Americans are bigger and unhealthier than ever. The rates of diabetes are higher than ever. It's going to be a major, there's going to be a major impact on the healthcare system in this country, particularly as children and teens right now, as they grow up and they become pre-diabetic and diabetic, and they are going to have a great impact on the healthcare system. So we're eating more, we're exercising less, and so I definitely think that it is an issue.
If you could talk about maybe three foods that you think, boy, if you're only going to do a couple healthy things, these are the things you need to do. These are the foods or the exercises or whatever.
I would encourage people to eat healthy fats, which are the monounsaturated fats that are part of the flat belly diet. I would encourage people to eat whole grains because they keep you feeling fuller longer, so you eat less. And I would encourage people to watch their fluids and make sure that they're not wasting calories by drinking fruit juices and beer and wine and all these things. They don't make us full, and they contain enormous amounts of calories, and they can often be the hidden cause behind why people gain weight.
If you have a message for young women today, what is it?
That living a healthy lifestyle is more than being thin and looking good in your jeans. That eating well and exercising will increase your energy. It'll make you sleep better. It'll make your skin look better. It'll make you feel better about who you are inside. And it will prevent disease so that you'll live a long life, and those extra years will be healthy years.